Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to this deep dive with us.
Absolutely.
Today we're going to be tackling something that's probably already on your radar, the way AI is changing the search engine world.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with, things called LLMs, large language models.
Great.
Imagine having a research assistant that is like, read every single book in the Library of Congress.
Oh, wow.
And can actually understand it all.
Yeah.
That's kind of the power we're talking about here.
That's a really good analogy.
Yeah.
It is mind-blowing. Yeah. It really is changing the game.
Yeah.
For anyone creating content online, you
it's
know,
like for sure.
We're not just talking about keywords anymore.
Yeah.
These LLMs like GPT-4,
right.
Google's Gemini, even Anthropic's Claude and Meta's Llama.
Whoa, it's like a whole...
A whole family of LLMs.
Yeah.
But they can actually grasp the meaning behind your search. You know,
so interesting,
making it much more conversational.
Yeah, it's almost like those search engines are finally learning to speak our language.
I know, right?
But here's the million-dollar question in this new world, where these search engines are getting smarter by the minute. Where does that leave us, content creators?
Well, that is the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's interesting because while these algorithms are getting incredibly sophisticated, one thing remains constant.
What's that?
Google's emphasis on EAT.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
Expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness.
Right.
It's like the holy trinity of content creation.
I've heard a lot about EAT.
Yeah.
But I've got to admit, I'm still a little fuzzy on how it all works.
Yeah.
Especially in the age of these superpowered LLMs.
Yeah. It makes sense to be a bit perplexed.
Yeah.
The landscape is definitely shifting quickly.
Yeah.
Think of it this way.
Okay.
LLMs are like incredibly discerning readers.
Okay.
They can analyze content not just for keywords, but for depth of understanding, use of evidence.
Oh, why?
Even the author's background and recognition in their field.
So it's not enough to just sound like you know what you're talking about.
Right.
You have to actually prove it to these AI overlords.
Yeah, precisely.
Wow.
Let's take an example from the medical field.
Okay.
Imagine you're searching for information about a specific health condition.
Mm-hmm.
Would you trust a blog post written by someone with no medical background?
Try not.
Or an article on a reputable medical website authored by a board-certified physician?
Yeah, I would definitely lean towards the doctor's article.
Yeah, right.
Credentials matter.
Exactly. Yeah. And LLMs are becoming adept at recognizing those credentials.
Wow.
They can assess factors like author bylines, titles, years of experience, even whether the author is cited by other experts in their field.
Oh, wow. So they really can tell if someone is an expert or not.
They're getting really good at it.
Wow. Okay, so it sounds like we need to treat our content like a resume. Highlighting our qualifications loud and clear.
That's a great analogy.
Thanks.
You want to showcase your expertise right from the start.
Right.
Make sure your author bylines are comprehensive, include relevant titles and experience,
right.
And think about collaborating with other experts in your field.
Okay.
Feature guest posts or have your content reviewed by respected authorities.
It's like having a panel of experts vouching for your work.
Exactly.
Which would definitely boost my confidence as a reader.
Yeah. For sure.
For sure.
And here's another crucial tip.
Okay.
Back up your claims with solid evidence.
Okay.
Cite your sources from reputable websites and institutions.
So don't just tell people you know what you're talking about.
Right.
Show them you've done your research.
Exactly. Oh. It's like the difference between saying, trust me, I'm an expert.
Right.
And actually presenting a well-researched argument.
Totally. And that leads us to the next pillar of EAT.
Yes.
Authoritativeness.
Authoritativeness.
That sounds a little intimidating.
Yeah.
Is it like being the head honcho of your industry or something?
Not necessarily the head honcho.
Okay.
But think of it as your online reputation.
Okay.
How recognized and cited you are by other trusted sources in your field.
Mm-hmm. So it's like getting a shout out from the cool kids in the digital world.
That's the idea.
Yeah, I like that.
And the more high quality websites that link to your content,
right,
the more authoritative you appear to both users and search engines.
So it's kind of like a popularity contest, but the currency is knowledge and credibility.
You could say that.
Interesting.
And how do you win this contest?
How?
By creating content that's so insightful,
yeah.
original, and well-researched,
right.
that other websites can't help but link to it.
Wow.
Think in-depth analyses,
mm-hmm.
original research case studies, unique data.
Okay.
The kind of stuff that gets people talking and sharing.
Okay, so no pressure then.
Right.
So it sounds like those fluffy surface-level articles are a thing of the past.
In the age of LLMs, okay. depth and originality reign supreme.
Depth and originality.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to go deep into a topic.
Right.
And offer truly valuable insights.
So it's all about quality over quantity.
I think so.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Yeah.
But beyond creating amazing content,
yeah.
are there other ways to build that authoritativeness factor?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Get involved in your field in a meaningful way.
Okay, so like how?
Write guest posts for other reputable blogs.
Mm-hmm.
Contribute to industry discussions online.
Right?
Even consider speaking at conferences or webinars.
Really? Wow.
The more you participate and share your expertise, the
right.
more you'll be recognized as a thought leader.
It's like raising your hand in class and showing the teacher you've done the reading. Except in this case, the teacher is a super smart AI algorithm.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And speaking of raising your hand and showing what you know,
uh-huh.
data is your best friend when it comes to building authority.
Data. I've got to admit, I'm more of a word person than a numbers person.
I hear you.
Yeah.
But trust me, using data effectively can take your content to a whole new level.
Okay.
Original research case studies, well-sourced statistics.
Mm.
These elements add weight to your arguments
right.
and make your content much more credible in the eyes of both humans
right.
and those all-knowing LLMs.
Okay. I'm starting to see the light.
Good.
So we've covered expertise and authoritativeness.
Yes.
Two down, one to go.
That's right.
What's the final piece of the EAT puzzle?
The cornerstone of it all. Trustworthiness.
Ooh.
Trustworthiness.
And in this age of misinformation, fake news, and clickbait headlines,
yeah.
trust is more valuable than ever.
It's like the Wild West out there.
It is.
And it's easy to get fooled by something that looks legitimate but is actually full of hot air.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
And that's precisely what LLMs are being trained to detect and weed out.
Okay.
Content that's misleading, inaccurate, or downright deceptive.
Wow.
Especially when it comes to sensitive topics.
You're talking about those your money or your life topics,
yeah.
right?
Exactly.
Like financial advice.
Uh-huh.
Health information, legal guidance.
Yes.
Where getting things wrong can have serious consequences.
Exactly. Google takes trustworthiness extremely seriously in these areas.
Right.
And rightly so.
Yeah.
People need to be able to rely on the information they find online.
Of course.
Especially when it comes to decisions that can impact their health,
right.
wealth, or well-being.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how do we as content creators
yeah.
make sure we're sending the right signals
mm-hmm.
when it comes to trustworthiness?
Yeah.
What are the practical steps we can take?
It starts with the foundation of your online presence.
Okay.
Website security.
Website security.
Make sure you're using HTTPS.
Right.
That's the S at the end of HTTPS in your website address.
Got it.
It's like having a digital security guard at the door.
Right.
Assuring visitors that their information is protected.
It's that little lock icon we see in the browser bar.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The one that gives us that sense of security when we're entering personal information.
Yeah, it's HTTPS is a must-have for any website
yeah.
that wants to be seen as trustworthy.
Right.
And speaking of trust,
mm-hmm.
fact-checking is your best friend.
I'm a stickler for accuracy, so that one comes naturally to me.
Right.
But is it really that big of a deal?
It is.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, everyone makes mistakes sometimes.
Of course.
But even small errors can erode trust.
Yeah.
Especially in this age where misinformation spreads like wildfire.
Right.
Triple check your facts. Use reputable sources.
Okay.
And don't be afraid to cite those sources clearly.
So it's all about transparency and showing your work.
You got it.
Okay. I like that.
And here's another interesting aspect of trustworthiness.
Okay. What's that?
User engagement signals.
User engagement signals. What are those exactly?
Think about it this way.
Okay.
When you land on a website, how do you know if you can trust it?
Well, for me, it's a gut feeling.
Okay.
If the website looks professional,
mm-hmm.
the content is well written and informative, and I'm not bombarded with pop-ups and ads,
right.
I'm more likely to stick around and explore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And those are all signals that search engines are picking up on as well.
Oh, really?
Metrics like dwell time,
okay.
how long people spend on your page,
yeah.
and bounce rate, how quickly people leave after arriving,
okay.
can actually indicate whether your content is engaging and trustworthy.
So if people are sticking around and spending time on my site,
yeah,
it's yeah. a good sign that they find my content valuable and trustworthy.
You got it.
I love that.
Yeah.
So we've covered the three pillars of EAT in detail. Expertise.
Yes.
Authoritativeness and trustworthiness.
We have.
But I have to ask, how does all of this connect to our SEO strategy?
That's a great question.
That's what we really want to know, right?
Yeah.
How do we take all of this EAT goodness and turn it into tangible results?
That's the million-dollar question, and it's one we're going to dive into deeply in the next part of our deep dive.
Ooh, a cliffhanger.
I know, right?
Now I'm even more intrigued.
Get ready to uncover the secrets of how EAT can transform your SEO game in the age of LLMs.
I'm all ears.
Awesome.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more juicy insights after a quick break.
Sounds good.
All right, see you soon.
See you then.
All right, I'm buckling up for this deep dive into how EAT can actually boost our SEO in this brave new world of LLMs.
That's the spirit, and it all starts with recognizing that while these LLMs are getting incredibly sophisticated,
right,
they still rely on us humans to provide the right signals, those cues that scream quality content.
So it's like we're training these AI sleuths to sniff out the good stuff.
Exactly.
The content that truly deserves to rank high.
It's a partnership, really. Yeah. And one of the most fundamental aspects we need to focus on is website structure.
Website structure.
Yeah.
I have to admit that sounds a bit dry.
Really?
Yeah. I'm more of a content person. Yeah.
I hear you.
Give me words. Give me ideas.
But trust me, website structure is the foundation upon which all that brilliant content stands. Think of it like building a house.
Okay.
You wouldn't just start throwing up walls and windows without a solid blueprint, right?
Okay. I see your point.
Yeah.
A strong foundation is essential.
Yes.
So when it comes to website structure, what are the key things we need to keep in mind?
First and foremost, is your website easy to navigate?
Okay.
Can users, and just as importantly, search engines,
right,
effortlessly find the information they're looking for?
It's like creating a clear path through the forest, guiding visitors to the hidden treasures within.
I love that analogy.
Thanks.
And just like a well-marked path, a well-structured website uses clear headings, logical categories, and intuitive menus to help users find what they need quickly and easily.
So no more hiding those gems of content deep within a labyrinthine website structure.
Exactly. Make it obvious, make it accessible, make it flow.
Love it.
And while you're at it, pay close attention to the readability of your content.
Okay, so break out the bullet points, the short paragraphs, and maybe even a few emojis for good measure.
Emojis might be a tad too informal for most websites, but you're on the right track.
Okay.
Use visual cues to break up long blocks of text.
Okay.
Make use of white space and ensure your font size and style are easy on the eyes.
It's all about that user experience, isn't it? Making it a pleasure to read and explore.
Precisely. And speaking of user experience, we can't forget about mobile optimization.
Mobile optimization. That's a given these days, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's glued to their phones.
You'd think so, but you'd be surprised how many websites are still lagging behind in the mobile department.
Yeah, I've definitely encountered those websites.
Yes.
The ones where the text is microscopic, the buttons are impossible to tap.
Right.
And you end up giving up in frustration.
It happens all the time, and it's a surefire way to send potential visitors and those watchful LLMs running for the hills.
Right.
Make sure your website is responsive.
Okay.
Meaning it adapts seamlessly to different screen sizes.
Right.
From desktop computers to smartphones.
So it's like having a website that can do yoga.
Yeah.
It stretches and bends to fit any device.
That's a great way to visualize it.
Thanks.
And it's absolutely essential in today's mobile-first world.
All right. Website structure and mobile optimization.
Yes.
Check and check.
Good.
Now let's talk about the heart and soul of it all.
Okay.
The content itself.
Ah, yes. The content. We touched on this earlier.
Right.
But it's worth reiterating in the age of LLMs.
Okay.
Depth and comprehensiveness are king.
So it's time to ditch those fluffy 500-word blog posts.
Uh-huh.
And embrace the epic long-form articles that delve deep into a topic.
You got to think ultimate guide, think definitive resource.
Okay.
Think the only article you'll ever need on this subject.
Challenge accepted.
All right.
But it's not just about word count, right? It's about providing genuine value and insights that you can't find just anywhere.
Absolutely. LLMs can sniff out regurgitated information faster than you can say duplicate content.
Wow.
Offer something new, something fresh, something that makes people go, aha, I never thought of it that way before.
So it's all about bringing our A-game original research, unique perspectives.
Yes.
And maybe even a sprinkle of controversial opinions to spice things up.
A dash of controversy can definitely add intrigue.
Right.
But proceed with caution.
Okay.
The key is to back up your claims with solid evidence
right.
and present your arguments in a balanced and well-reasoned manner.
Okay, I'll try to resist the urge to go full-on hot take.
Smart move. And speaking of bringing your A game,
yeah,
let's talk about the elephant in the room, AI content creation tools.
Oh, this is a topic I've been dying to discuss.
I figured.
These AI writing tools are popping up everywhere.
They are.
Are they friend or foe?
It's a complex question, and honestly, the jury's still out on the long-term implications of AI-generated content.
So a bit of a Wild West out there.
You could say that AI writing tools can be incredibly useful for brainstorming ideas.
Okay.
Generating outlines or even crafting first drafts.
It's like having a super-powered intern who can churn out content at lightning speed.
That's one way to look at it, but just like any intern, AI tools need guidance and supervision.
So we can't just hit generate and expect a masterpiece.
Not quite. It's crucial to review and edit any AI-generated content carefully.
Okay.
Ensuring it's accurate, engaging, and aligned with your brand voice.
It's about using these tools strategically, not letting them take over completely.
Precisely. And remember, when it comes to sensitive topics like YMYL content,
right,
it's best to err on the side of caution and stick to human-created content.
Okay, so AI tools can be helpful, but they shouldn't be seen as a replacement for human creativity and expertise.
That's the takeaway. And while we're on the topic of showcasing expertise, let's not forget the power of visuals.
Visuals. I'm all about a good infographic or a captivating video.
You're speaking my language. Visuals can make your content more engaging, shareable, and memorable.
Yeah.
And when it comes to building trust, visuals can be incredibly powerful.
It's like the difference between reading a dry textbook and watching a captivating documentary.
Exactly. Think about incorporating original images, videos, infographics,
okay,
even interactive elements to bring your content to life.
So ditch those generic stock photos and embrace the power of authentic visuals.
Whenever possible, yes. Authenticity is key.
Okay.
And when you are using images, make sure they're properly optimized.
Right.
Use descriptive file names and alt text so search engines can understand what they're seeing.
It's like giving those visuals their own little SEO boost.
Exactly. Every detail matters when it comes to EAT.
I'm starting to feel like EAT is a bit like a giant puzzle, and we're slowly piecing it all together.
That's a great analogy. And just like a puzzle, all the pieces need to fit together seamlessly to create a complete picture.
This is all fantastic information,
yeah,
but I know some of our listeners might be feeling a bit overwhelmed right now.
I can imagine.
It's a lot to take in.
For sure.
What's the one piece of advice you'd give to someone who's just starting to wrap their head around EAT?
Take a deep breath and remember this. Focus on creating the best possible content for your target audience.
That sounds simple enough, but I know it can be easier said than done.
It does take effort, but it's worth it.
Right.
If you're genuinely passionate about your topic,
yeah,
and you're creating content that's informative, engaging, helpful, and authentic,
mm-hmm,
the EAT will naturally follow.
So don't get bogged down in the technical details.
Exactly.
I just focus on creating amazing content that people will love.
You've got to think about what your audience needs,
okay,
what questions they're asking, what problems they're facing,
right,
and how you can provide value.
It's about putting your audience first, not the search engines.
That's the key. If you're creating content that people genuinely find valuable,
yeah,
the search engines will eventually catch on.
This is such a great reminder. It's easy to get caught up in trying to please the algorithms.
Right.
But ultimately, it's about connecting with real people.
Absolutely. And in the long run, that's what's going to drive success.
Yeah.
Both in terms of SEO and in building a loyal audience.
So we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
From understanding EAT to practical tips for boosting your content.
Yeah.
But there's one more piece of the puzzle we need to explore, and that's the human element.
That's right. Even in this age of AI, the human touch is more important than ever.
So how do we balance the technical aspects of SEO with the need for authentic human connection?
Yeah. That's a good question.
That's what we're going to uncover in the final part of our deep dive.
Get ready to unlock the secrets of blending SEO strategy with genuine human connection.
I can't wait. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to the show. We've been exploring this fascinating world of EAT.
Yes.
And how it's becoming even more crucial in the age of AI-powered search.
It's true.
We've talked about the technical aspects, the nuts and bolts of optimizing our content.
Right.
But now let's shift gears and dive into something that's close to my heart.
Okay.
The human element.
Yeah, the human element. It's fascinating, isn't it?
Mm.
Even with all these incredible advancements in AI,
mm,
that human touch is still what truly makes content resonate with people.
It's like that secret ingredient that transforms a dish from bland to unforgettable.
I like that analogy.
Thanks.
And it's something that even the most sophisticated LLMs can't quite replicate.
Right.
That genuine human connection.
So how do we strike that balance?
Yeah, that's the question.
How do we optimize our content for search engines without losing that spark of human authenticity?
It all starts with recognizing that search engines are ultimately trying to mimic human judgment.
So playing catch up, trying to figure out what we humans find valuable and engaging.
Exactly. Think about it.
Right.
When you're reading an article or watching a video online,
right.
What keeps you hooked?
Mm.
What makes you want to share it with your friends or colleagues?
For me, it's that feeling of connection.
Okay.
It's the content that makes me feel or even laugh out loud.
Yeah.
It's the stuff that stays with me long after I've closed the tab.
That's it. And that's what we need to infuse into our online content.
Okay.
We need to move beyond just providing information and start creating experiences.
It's like the difference between reading a dry encyclopedia entry,
right,
and having a lively conversation with a knowledgeable friend.
I love that analogy. Think about the brands and content creators you admire. What makes them stand out?
They're not afraid to show their personality.
Yes.
They have a unique voice, a perspective that's all their own.
Uh-huh.
And they share their stories in a way that feels genuine and relatable.
Authenticity is key.
Yeah.
People can spot a fake a mile away.
Right.
So be yourself. Embrace your quirks and let your personality shine through in your writing.
It's like that old saying, people do business with people they like.
Exactly. And that's true online as well.
Yeah.
People connect with other people, not with faceless brands or robotic algorithms.
So how do we bring that human touch into our content?
Yeah, good question.
What are some practical tips we can use?
First and foremost, remember that you're writing for humans, not for machines.
Okay.
Think about your audience as individuals.
Oh.
What are their hopes, fears, and dreams? What are they struggling with?
It's about stepping into their shoes and understanding their needs and desires.
Exactly. And once you have a grasp on your audience,
right,
don't be afraid to show your own vulnerability.
Okay.
Share your experiences, your challenges, even your failures.
So it's okay to let down our guard and be real.
Yes.
Not just present this perfectly polished version of ourselves.
Absolutely. People connect with authenticity.
Yeah.
They want to know that there's a real person behind the brand.
Right.
Someone who understands their struggles and can relate to their experiences.
And what about storytelling?
Oh, yeah.
I've always found that stories have a way of cutting through the noise and capturing our attention.
Storytelling is essential.
Yeah.
It's how we make sense of the world, how we connect with each other.
Right.
And how we make information memorable.
Think about those campfire stories. The ones that kept us on the edge of our seats.
Mm-hmm.
The ones we still remember years later.
Exactly. Stories have the power to transport us, to teach us, and to inspire us.
Wow.
Use them wisely in your content.
Okay.
To illustrate your points, share insights, and make your message resonate on a deeper level.
I love that it's about weaving those threads of human experience into the fabric of our content.
You got it. And remember, even in the age of AI,
yeah,
the human element is what will set your content apart.
This is all so inspiring.
Yeah.
But I know it can be a bit daunting to navigate this ever-changing world of SEO.
It can be.
What advice would you give to those content creators who are feeling lost in the sea of algorithms and technical jargon?
My advice is simple.
Okay.
Don't overthink it. Focus on creating amazing content that your audience will love.
Okay.
The rest will fall into place.
So it's about trusting our instincts and letting our creativity guide us.
Exactly. The search landscape is constantly evolving, but EAT is a principle that will always be relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And at its core, EAT is about creating content that is valuable,
right,
trustworthy, and engaging for real people.
So if we focus on connecting with our audience on a human level,
mm-hmm,
the SEO success will follow.
You got it. And in the end, that's what truly matters.
What's that?
Creating content that makes a difference.
Yeah.
Content that connects with people on a deeper level and leaves a lasting impact.
This has been such an insightful journey.
It has.
And I have a feeling our listeners are walking away with a renewed sense of purpose and excitement about creating content in this new era of AI.
I hope so. It's an exciting time to be a content creator.
The
possibilities are truly endless.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into EAT and the rise of the machines.
It's been a pleasure.
And remember, keep learning, keep creating, and keep connecting. Until next time.